Your day will change the world. The 10 questions to make your day shine. Written by Shigenori Kusunoki. Illustrated by Taku Furuyama. English translation by Chigusa Teresa Hanaoka. I wish your day to be a good day, as you so kindly chose this book to read. And may peace prevail in the world. From Shigenori Kusunoki. Your day will change the world. The 10 questions to make your day shine. A traveler. The man is a traveler. He learned many things traveling all around the world about animals, plants, weather, skills to create goods, ways to grow crops, and many different languages. He always had a warm smile and generously taught whatever he learned to anybody if he was asked to do so. He explained in detail everything he had seen in the world if people asked him to share. In any village on his journey, many people gathered around him, wanting to get hints that would make their lives better. In any town, many people came to see him because they wanted to listen to his exciting stories. Among the many things he shared, children and adults, men and women, rich and poor, no matter the country, wanted to try something he told them about. When they heard it, they would say, "Aha!" or "Let me try." That is the idea of "Your day will change the world." He learned this idea from a Japanese man, and he thought that he would like to convey this idea to as many people as he could. Therefore, he would talk about "Your day will change the world" anytime, any place, and to anyone who would listen. He also added, the 10 questions to make your day shine, to honor the day every day. Yes, this is what he did everywhere, and here in this town, too. Your day will change the world. You might think, "Oh, that is nonsense. You are simply exaggerating." Or, "That is impossible." But this is something that anybody in the world can start by him or herself right now, if he or she wishes to do so, regardless of nationality, sex, age, or career. Even you can start implementing this idea now, too. He shared this idea, the idea of "Your day will change the world." Sometimes with some young men while they were resting during the break time at a factory. Currently, the world population is approximately 7.3 billion. Let's say that the world population is 7 billion to make it simple. That means that I am 1/7 billionth of the entire world population. So are you. But people in the world have their own lives, in their own regions, in their own countries. Some lives may be very challenging or very sad. But each of us lives our own unique and indispensable life every moment right now. He shared this idea, sometimes with young girls working in the vineyard, feeling the breeze. Just suppose that I myself, as 1/7 billionth, live my day wishing, "Today will be a good day. and honor the day by being warm-hearted, cheerful, and serene. That day then becomes a better day. Then what would happen? It is just as simple as that my day today, which is 1/7 billionth in the world, will be peaceful and happy for me, and also for everyone around me. He shared this idea, sometimes quietly, alongside someone sick in bed. You might think, it doesn't mean much that just 1/7 billionth in the world becomes peaceful. Then think about it and see what would happen if you wished, this day today will be a good day, and you honored the day so that you had a better day too. He shared this idea, sometimes with old people under a tree in peace. Yes, that day would be a peaceful and happy day for 2/7 billionths of the people in the world, as both you and I tried. 2/7 billionths equals 1/7 billionth times 2. Do you understand? Today the world has become 2 times more peaceful, happier, and better compared to when only I myself tried. He shared this idea, sometimes with children who gathered around him curiously. The goodwill of 1 or 2 people, the way they live their day. Do you think that it is a trivial thing? Then how about 10 people? 10/7 billionths is the same as 1/700 millionth. That means that the day in the world would be 10 times more peaceful and happier compared to when only I myself tried. 1/700 millionth of the world would have a more peaceful and happier day. What would happen when 100 people, 1,000 people, or 100 million people tried? And what would happen if they would do so today, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow? He shared this idea, sometimes with people who finished harvesting from the fields at sunset. Your day is a day in the world. The world is not far away from you. The way you live your day today will create peace in your family, in your school, at your workplace, and in your community. And it will lead to mindful nations and a more peaceful world. Just imagine. If you can smile today, if you can conduct actions of compassion today, how many people around you will be comforted? He shared this idea, sometimes at a small restaurant where he went for supper. You can start building a better world with your conscious effort by yourself and from where you live. Yes. Your day will change the world. Then why don't you be hopeful and courageous and try to honor each day, each unique day of your life, and live better every day? You are the only person who can honor your days and live better. Above all, these days that you lived will form your life, your enriched life. He shared this idea, sometimes with wealthy people gathered in a big house. Your day will change the world. Yes, this idea is that if each one of us would honor our day today and every day, and live each day better, then a better world will be created by you wherever you live. Your day will change the world. This is a huge social contribution, which can be started by anybody, anywhere in the world right now. He shared this idea, sometimes answering questions from students who loved to argue. Your day will change the world. This idea is quite simple. That is why it can be shared by anybody in the world, regardless of nationality, sex, age, or career. If you resonate with this idea, please share the idea of your day will change the world with people whom you care about. Once this idea spreads, the world will be better from where you and I live, a few times, tens of times, hundreds of times, and even more. He shared this idea of your day will change the world, and the 10 questions to make your day shine and to honor the day every day. It was well received by many people in this town. After a while, the traveler left to continue on his trip. I believe that somewhere today, with his warm smile, he is probably sharing his exciting stories of the world, as well as some useful information to make people's lives better. And for sure, he will be sharing the idea of your day will change the world. Perhaps he is in your town now. Your day will change the world. The 10 questions to make your day shine. A young man. Many people of the town were deeply touched by the idea of your day will change the world, shared by the traveler, including a young man working at a factory. Your day will change the world. The young man was deeply moved by this idea, and every day he asked himself the 10 questions to make your day shine, which were taught by the traveler, showing some specific ways to honor today as a very important and indispensable day of your life. He asked them in the morning as he got up. He asked them in the evening before he went to bed. He posted the 10 questions to make your day shine at his desk and next to his mirror. He honored each day and lived a better life. As was predicted by the traveler, the young man manifested a better world by himself and with people around him. He honored the day every day in this way. Then all of these days formed his enriched life. Yes, as you see here. Are you smiling now? Try to pay attention to your face from time to time throughout your day and see if your face bears a smile, because your smiling face will brighten not only your heart, but also the heart of people around you. The young man who was working at a factory learned about your day will change the world and the 10 questions to make your day shine from the traveler. Then he found how wonderful it was to live and have hope for the future, and naturally he smiled in appreciation. Who are those whom you care about? Your family, your boyfriend or girlfriend, your friends, and those who took good care of you. Whose faces do you come up with? Please do not forget that there are people who care about you now, and those who cared about you then. One fall day, the young man went to the vineyard after finishing his work, because he decided to commit to love his girlfriend for the rest of his life. What can you do for those whom you care about? Keeping a smile, maintaining good health, caring about how others feel, listening carefully to what others have to say, expressing your candid opinions, showing gratitude, being patient. There are many things that you can do. The young man said to his mother, who was sick in bed in the hospital, that he was going to marry that young girl. It was the happiest moment of her life when his mother saw the beautiful, smiling faces of the young couple, filled with the hope for the future. What can you do for people and society? Staying calm, greeting with a pleasant smile, having good manners, being polite, doing good things with conscious effort, putting yourself in a person's shoes, exchanging opinions with sincerity, being humble, never forgetting gratitude, doing the best in your career or role, respecting nature, wishing everyone happiness and peace to the world. Above all, please do not forget that you, yourself, are an important part of the environment in society, including what you say, what you do, and your very existence itself. The young couple noticed how old and damaged the hospital was, once they attentively looked at the building. And they thought, is there anything that we can do to help? Can you follow your conscience? In all the aspects of your daily life, listen to the sincere voices from your heart with no judgment and take actions following your conscience. That means that you make conscious efforts to honor each day today and eventually make your life better and more enriched. The young couple talked to the old doctor and started raising funds to renovate the hospital. Is it a small attempt? No. The couple's aspiration started spreading among the hearts of many people. Do you take your inner knowing seriously? The meaning of an event can be interpreted in many different ways. Try to imagine what that means to you through your honest mind. You will be able to find some very important lesson in that event. One day, that young man noticed that the old doctor was always meeting his patients with full attentiveness and sincerity. The doctor's life, though not financially rich, was rich in the truest sense. And the young man thought, I want to be like this doctor. I want to be a doctor too, and help him. Can you say thank you from the bottom of your heart? Say thank you with sincerity. Both you and the person to whom you said thank you will feel cheerful. Thank you with sincerity is a phrase which generates happiness. The young man worked at a factory during the day, and studied hard until late at night to become a doctor. On his days off, he went out to raise funds for the hospital, and he started renovating the hospital with those who offered to help. It was fortunate for him that he was able to say thank you many times. What kind of person do you want to become? A gentle person. A pure person. A person who always smiles. A person who does not lie. A sincere person. A kind person. An attentive person. A trustworthy person. A graceful person. A person of virtue. That would be your conscious way of life. Supported by his wife, the young man continued to study and became a doctor. After many years, the old doctor asked the young man to succeed him as the owner of the hospital, as the old doctor knew that the young doctor was always attentive and sincere, seeing each patient. How do you live your day? You can change the world to be a better place, to live by making conscious efforts to honor the day every day and live a better life from where you live. Why don't we honor the day today, being warm, cheerful, and pure-hearted, with aspiration and courage? You may be enjoying yourself and happy. You may be in deep sorrow. Living life means that you go through various experiences. But the young man honored every day of his life in all situations. Then all of these days became his enriched life. Are you smiling now? May many smiles fill your days and your life. May your life be a wonderful one, filled with many smiles created by your conscious efforts. Honoring the day every day and living a better life. As the traveler predicted, sharing this idea of your day will change the world, he manifested a better world starting from himself and where he lived. His life was filled with many smiles. Look, his daughter, now a doctor herself, is helping him, and his day-to-day is filled with many smiles. When he sees his patients, he shares the idea of your day will change the world and the 10 questions to make your day shine. Of course, the 10 questions are printed on the paper prescription bag for the patients because this is a prescription to make your life enriched and the world a better place. Your day will change the world. The 10 questions to make your day shine by Shigenori Kusunoki. Are you smiling now? Who are those whom you care about? What can you do for those whom you care about? What can you do for people and society? Can you follow your conscience? Do you take your inner knowing seriously? Can you say thank you from the bottom of your heart? What kind of person do you want to become? How do you live your day? Are you smiling now? Epilogue. God gave me a half-time break. Which country do you live in as you are reading this book? I am an author of children's books in Japan. Your day will change the world means that you can manifest a better and more peaceful world by honoring each day and living better starting from yourself and where you live. I came up with this idea when I was an elementary school teacher in my 20s. I have shared this idea ever since, whenever I have a chance. I decided even more firmly to disseminate this idea widely in 2004. Suddenly, in February 2004, I contracted a cerebral infarction. The left side of my body was paralyzed, and I was not able to move or talk. I was semi-conscious and cried in bed every day in complete defeat and despair. I had an infarction in my brainstem, which is the part of the brain for survival. Every morning, as I woke up, I tried to confirm that I was still alive. I was in overwhelming fear, as if I was looking over the edge of a deep and dark cliff. One day, I suddenly realized that I was sad and afraid because I was alive. I was supported by many people, including my family and friends, to live in a lot of love and happiness. Then I questioned myself what I would be able to do for my family, society, and the world. I questioned myself how I would honor each day of my life and live more sincerely and find meaning in my life. That would be described in Your Day Will Change the World and The 10 Questions to Make Your Day Shine. As I look back, in those days and months, I took a serious look at my life and how I would live, and I now realize that was a half-time break that God had given me. Thanks to the half-time break, I was able to spend enough time to closely examine how I would live the rest of my life. Ever since, I have been determined to write children's books that would be loved by people around the world for years to come, and to share the idea of Your Day Will Change the World. Part of the reason that I survived, or was given more days to live, is so that I can spread this idea all around the world and encourage people to live this idea. PHP Institute, Inc. kindly agreed with me to publish this book titled Your Day Will Change the World for all the people in the world. I wish your day to be a good day as you so kindly chose this book to read. And may peace prevail in the world. Shigenori Kusunoki.